So, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur needs a lot of bitochen, and Yom Kippur can be the source of tremendous bitochen. And bichlal in general, in bitochen and in many things in life, the more we need it, the more it becomes, the need becomes the source. Because when a person doesn't need, so everything's fine. I don't have any problems. I don't have to rely on Hashem. I got the money, I got the strength, I got the power, I got the wellness, I got whatever I need. But when I have a tzora, or there's a danger, or there's something going on, now all of a sudden I need, and the need brings to the bitochen. And so Yom Kippur really works both ways. The seriousness of the moment, here we sit here, Erev Yom Kippur, it's serious stuff, you know, real finalization of serious decisions. Somebody once said, someone told me recently, that we have trouble appreciating it, what happens on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If everything that happened last year would have happened on Mitzoy Rosh Hashanah or Mitzoy Yom Kippur, we'd have a whole different sense of what it's all about. But when it's spread out over the year, we forget it was all decided then. You know, this happened, that, here we are, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, we're in the middle of January, February, March, you know. So it's, anyway, so it's serious time. And so we need the bitochen to survive it, and we can benefit from the bitochen that it can inspire. Okay, I'd like to start with just one of the things that we say the most on Yom Kippur. We actually skip it tomorrow morning on Erev Yom Kippur, but we say four times on Yom Kippur, no, Ma'ariv, Shacharis, Mincha, Ne'ilah, four times, Avinu Malkeinu. We've been saying it the whole week since Rosh Hashanah, Avinu Malkeinu. So the Maharsha explains that the Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our melech, our king, is based, is really the concept behind that little paragraph that we say after Tkiyah Shefer. We say, Hayoyim Harasolom. Today's the anniversary of creation. The world was born today. Hayoyim Yamid Bamishpot Kol Yitzurei Olomim. All of the creations of all the worlds are put, stand in judgment on this day. And then there's two classes in the judgment. Im Kibonim, Im Ka'avodim. Either as sons, children, or as servants. Im Kibonim, Rachameinu Karachim of Albonim. If we're worthy to be called bonim, have rachmonis on us, kirachim of albonim. Like the father has rachmonis on the son. V'im ka'avodim. But if we're not worthy even to be called your son, we've so misbehaved and violated the parameters of our relationship that we're not even worthy to be considered a son, we're only avodim. Avodim we are. That's the metzius. We are avodim l'ashem. Our eyes are riveted on you. Tluyos, like this. Ad shetchoneinu, until you grant us chanino, which is a matnas chinom, beyond what we deserve. V'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. And you make light, the judgment comes out like a bright shining light in our favor. That's what we say. So the Maharsha says that Im Kibonim is what we refer to when we say Ovinu. Im Ka'avodim is what we refer to when we say Malkeinu. So really, when we say Ovinu Malkeinu, what we're saying is as follows. We have a long list of requests. You know, it goes from general, communal, personal, tshuva, health, parnosa, Mashiach. It goes to everything. So it says, Im Kibonim, if we're worthy to be considered your children, then Rachameinu Karachim Ovabonim. Then we say, Ovinu, please answer all of these tefillas, Ovinu, our father, because we're your children. Malkeinu, Im Ka'avodim, if we're no longer worthy of the title of Ben, and we have to come as Avodim. No, what Avodim? Avodim, an Eben has a taina to a melech. A father, a son has a taina to a father, no? Everybody here knows that. A son has tinnitus as his father. I don't mean tinnitus as complaints. He wants this from his father, that from his father, the other thing from his father, right? Just the best way, if you want to keep in touch with your kids, just keep giving. You know, I say like this, this quick pay is the best thing they ever invented for parental-child relationships. Why? Because it used to be, they call you up, you have to send a check. If you have to send a check, if it's an emergency, it takes too long to send a check, right? You got to put it in the mail and this. But now, in 30 seconds, they can have the money. They call all the time. But anyway, so, im kibonim, rachameinu kirachem uvabonim. If we're not worthy of being bonim, then we say like this, we still have a means of achieving all of the desires of our heart, all of the requests that we find in the Avinu Malkeinu, by doing, Eineinu l'chotluyos. We stand here, we're unworthy. We are asking for chanina, means matnas chinam, free, because we didn't earn it. But we're standing here and waiting for a chanina. Why? Eineinu l'chotluyos. Because when we rivet our eyes, and we refuse to take our eyes off the heavens, and we're counting on Hashem to deliver, then even though we're not worthy to be called bonim, but Hashem responds to the fact that we're counting on Him. Eineinu l'chotluyos ad shetchoneinu. So when we say Avinu Malkeinu, what we're really doing is inspiring bitochen, because we're saying, Avinu, if I'm worthy of being a son, I ask you as a father. But more likely than not, Malkeinu. If I'm not worthy of being a son, all I am is an Eved, and I can't tine it to you, hey, please give me this, that, the other thing, because I'm such a good child. But I have a different tine, an alternative tine, maybe not less powerful than the tine of a son to a father, is Eineinu l'chotluyos. We're counting on you. We're turning to you. We have no one else to turn to. Ad shetchoneinu, and therefore we ask for matnas chinom. We don't deserve it, because if we deserved it, maybe we'd be considered bonim.
So son feels entitled?
What?
Son feels
entitled. Well, whether it's entitled, or a certain feels entitled to beg. He certainly feels entitled to nuja. He feels entitled to harass. Whether he's entitled to get it or not, I don't know. But he certainly has a certain level. But here, okay, so now, let's explore for a moment what this concept of relationship with Hashem is. The relationship with Hashem that is not necessarily, that we have not necessarily conducted ourselves in the way that we should. So here's something very interesting. There's an amazing Rashi, which really is hard to understand. And the only explanation that I ever saw is an explanation that I heard from my father-in-law. And actually, in a later volume of one of his Sforim, it was actually printed. But let me share with you what the Rashi says. Rashi says like this. The Pasuk says, it's going on the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ba'ataroshi Itra Lo Imoy. It seems that in one place, Shlema HaMelech says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael, and they bring a Pasuk also from the Novi, mother. Klal Yisrael is compared to the mother of Hashem. Very bizarre concept, the mother of Hashem. So Rashi says the following. He says, Shol Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Es Reb Elozer Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Es Reb Elozer Reb Yosi. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tana Eliki, the Machaber of the Zohar. I Efshe Sheshomato Me Ovicha Mahu Ba'ator Shiitra Lo Imoy. Did you hear from your father? What does it mean that this is the Atora, the crown that his mother put on him, and we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or in this case, the Kala crowning the husband, the Chosid. What is this? The Klal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael is referred to as the aim of Hashem. Very bizarre concept. So he says, do you know what that means? Did your father ever tell you what that means? So he says as follows, listen to this. Moshe LeMelech, he says, he gives him a moshe to a melech. Shehoyo loy bas yechido. He had an only daughter. For hoyo oyhavo bi yoiser. An only daughter. I wonder if only daughter means to say even more than a son. You know, son, sometimes we have a little trouble with the melech, the father, the son, you know. Oh, but the little daughter, oh, he loves his little daughter. She's so cute. She's so sweet. She's so nice. You know, whatever. I don't know. That's Kedarshan. But anyway, he loved his daughter, okay? Loizoz mechabevo. He didn't stop calling her, loving her. Achekor biti. He called her biti. Shenamar, he brings a posuk. Shimi bas uriva hati oznecha. Posuk from Tehillim, yeah? So he loved her so much that he called her biti. Now, I think biti, he explains, I think it means, like, no, you call a person by their name. But when you go, my daughter, my tochter, my entire tochter, my dear daughter, it's like an endearment even more than the name. Everybody has a name, and everybody's called by the name. But when I call you my daughter, I'm emphasizing the relationship. They say, oh, my dear friend. You know, if I call you by your name, so it's your name. If I call you my dear friend, that's a different story. My daughter, my dear. So he says, he ad loizoz mechavat shekor biti. Okay. Loizoz mechavavo ad shekor achoisi. Oy vavoyli. He didn't stop loving her until he now calls her, instead of daughter, sister. Very bizarre. Shenemar pischli achoisi rayosi. Also a posuk in Shir HaShirim. Loizoz mechavavo. He didn't stop loving her, ad shekora imoy. Imi. Now he loved her so much, he called her mother. Okay? The melech called his daughter mother. Shenemar, Yeshaya has a posek, hakshivu elai ami uleumi. Elai hazinu. And instead of leumi with a vav, the kri is leimi. Leimi ksiv. Yeah? So, three things. Omad Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'noshka al Roishoi. Shimon bar Yochai stood up and he kissed him on the head for such a beautiful pshat. Doesn't make any sense to us. He says the Yalkut even adds more, that Reb Shimon bar Yochai answered at the end, Ilmole lo izbosi lo oilom elo lishmo adover zeh dai. If I had only come to the world to hear this one pshat, it would have been worth it. Shimon bar Yochai, the Zohar, everything, mamish, he was the le'elo, le'elo. Terosu umnosoi. Would have been kedai if just to hear this one. Vos tutzach, though, what is going on? It's all out of whack. You love your daughter the most. A sister, loizomacha, he didn't stop loving her until he called her sister. Sister is more than daughter. And then, loizomachavach, korolo, imoy. Imoy is not more than bitoy. We know that there's a din aboba machteres. If Boba Machteris, if a father is coming, sneaking in the Machteris, and then the son sees him coming, so he's going to be chayev if he killed him, because the father definitely would not come to kill him. But if it's the other way around, if the son is coming in, and then the father sees him there, that's not so poshut, because the son might do it. The love of a father is more than, the love of a father to a son is universal. It's more than the love of a son to a father. So now we're going from Biti, Loizom Chavu Achakora Imi. What's going on over here? So he says the pshat like this. He says the pshat like this. He says, there are different kufas in the life and the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. When we were in Eretz Yisrael and we were in the Beis HaMikdosh and everything was going well in the early kufas of our existence before we sinned, before we went into Golos. So then it was Biti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved us and he called us Biti, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was my beloved daughter. Came a point where we were no longer worthy, im kebonim, im ka'avodim, no longer worthy to be called Biti. So what's he going to do? If you're not worthy, you're my daughter, and you're not worthy of being called a daughter, I have to stop loving you. You're not. Love is you have to deserve the love. It has to be, I love you for something. You're acting inappropriately. How could I love that? So Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and says, let's do something like this. Let's change the dynamic of our relationship. We're not going to consider ourselves anymore as father and daughter. We'll look at ourselves as brother and sister. Brother and sister, no, my sister doesn't treat me with such respect. My sister, what else is new? You know what I mean? My sister, all right. That we can be more tolerant and still love. I can still love you, but I can be more tolerant of your indiscretions and your misbehavior because you're only my sister. For a sister, you have to have more tolerance. What if even that relationship is breached? A sister also, you know, it comes a certain point where you gotta, you know, I can't put, even my sister, I can't put up with this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna have a new relationship now. I'm going to be like your child, and you're going to be like my mother. And then he goes on and explains. He says, Klal Yisrael already has been through the golus. That's why we're not behaving properly. And we've had such tzoras. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything we've been through. And he says, no, my mama, she suffered so much. I would add to that, and I made her suffer. You know, because I put the suffering on her. I sent her to Golis. She suffered so much. And now she's not acting so nicely to me. Oh, but what can I do? And my father used to start to cry. Mit der alte Mama, I'm going to throw her away. I'm going to throw her out. How can I? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, we'll consider you like a mother. And a mother, you have to tolerate, you know, when she went through so much, you have to tolerate whatever she does. So it says, so if that's the pshat, so it's an unbelievable thing. Abshom Bayachoy saw that, look at the, I used the word fanatical once when I said this, it's a wrong word, but look at the excessive, no, that's the wrong word too. Look at the intense, look at the endless, look at the infinite, look at the boundless love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. It's not Shaykh that will breach the love. I call you Biti. When you're not worthy of that, we'll make a new deal. We'll make a new relationship. We'll create a situation where we only have to behave like brother and sister. We'll lower the standards. We'll lower the bar. Now all you got to do is act towards me like a normal sister. You can't even do that? Then you'll act like a mother. And a mother can get away with a lot more than anybody else. She went through so much. She did so much for me. She went... That's the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Il moli loibosi lo'oilom ela lishmoy adomor zedai. If it's only to hear this, I came to the world. Because this is the ultimate. This is it, what Hashem, the extent that Hashem, it's an endless, it's an avo rabo. And as we say at night, I think the Sfaradim say in the morning too, no avos oilom. In Ava, we say, Ava, what do they say? Ava Sodom. We say only at night. Ava Sodom. It's an eternal love. That love will never end. That love can't end. Hashem will recreate the parameters of the relationship. Abi, not to allow that love to end. Loizoz mechabava ad shekora biti. Loizoz mechabava ad shekora achisi. Loizoz mechabava ad shekora imi. And Rashi brings psukim for all of these. And so if this is the thing, so when we stand there and we say Im Avinu Malkeinu Im Kibonim Im Kavodim, we not only say Im Kibonim, if we're still worthy to be like a Ben or a Bas, then Rachameinu Kerachim of Abonim, Im Kavodim, we're not worthy, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as a mother, that love is still there. If that love is still there, how much easier is it to say, look, he refused to give up that love. He will not budge from that love. He has to change the whole world. Now I'm your son and you're my mother. If that's the extent, then we can talk and rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us, because that love is intense, even if we have already brought ourselves to the level where we're completely undeserving. So that's something I think that can be a source of chizuk, to realize the extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and what therefore we, how we can actually rely on it. But let's maybe go one step further, because imagine a loving relationship which is one way. What's the prognosis for long-term continuity? One way, I love you, but you don't love me. Doesn't go. Either it's gonna catch the other way, or it's gonna catch this way. One way or the other, whichever way, but something's gonna give. Either the guy who doesn't love is gonna love, or the one who loves is gonna stop loving, but something's gonna happen. So, Memela, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us to that extent, and we're still acting in an inappropriate way, so what do we do about it? So, Yom Kippur provides us an amazing opportunity to do something about it. The Sefer Ikrim writes that, he says, he looked through all the mitzvahs, kol mitzvah, Kol mitzvah aseh sheba Torah, every mitzvah aseh in the Torah. Lo yimotzinu mitzvah sheyizke bo ha'odom bo bilvad, that a person can, with this alone, be zeicha to the tachlis ha'musad mitzvah ha'Torah, that the ultimate goal of what the Torah is all about, ela ha'tshuva. Tshuva is the only thing that can, one mitzvah, can take a person to reach the ultimate goal. Ultimate goal. What is this tachlis ha-mechuvon? Hu avas Hashem, the love of Hashem. Shehi ha-mevi'a es ha-odom l'schar godl ha-mechuvah l'nefesh. This brings him to the ultimate schar that the nefesh is awaiting for. Again, the tshuva is what brings a person to the highest level, to the ultimate completion of Avodas Hashem. What's the tachlis hamusug mitzar haTorah, the ultimate tachlis? What is it? A tachlis hamachuvin baTorah uvasiyas mitzvaseh, the ultimate tachlis. It's tshuva brings the avas Hashem. He goes on to say, I don't want to read the whole thing, but he goes on to say how tshuva is really not that difficult. He says it's malas hatshuva im kalos mitziuso. It's relatively easy. It's beficho, as the pasuk says, mitzovim gikor velecho adover mehoid beficho uvilvovcho lasoisoi, with vidui and with charota person beficho uvilvovcho, and that's it. So basically, his point is tshuva is easy, okay, and with tshuva, one mitzvah alone, the only mitzvah, you can reach the highest, the ultimate tachlis of all the mitzvahs, which is Avas Hashem. I ask you a very simple question. If tshuva is so easy, so it's not. I mean, well, that's a different discussion, but according to what he says, it's relatively easy, okay? And that's all I'm doing. This relatively easy act, beficho v'vocha asoisoi, is going to catapult me into the highest, the ultimate level, the tachlis hamechuvan me'amitzvus, the shetachlis hamechuvan b'toyer v'asiyas hamitzvus, which is Avas Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. How could this tshuva, no matter how what it is, but it's even, he says it's a pretty easy thing, kalus mitziyusa. How does that bring me to the ultimate tachlis of everything, which is the love of Hashem? The pshat can only be, I can't fathom anything else, that the Avas Hashem is there. It's deep down in the heart of every Jew. It's the chatoim that bury it. It covers, we cover it with a cover, with a veneer, with a mound of dirt. It's not a bad moshel. With a mound of dirt, we cover it. Not a pound, a mound. We cover it with a mound of dirt. And memela, the Avas Hashem is not murgash. We don't sense it, but it's there. Remove the dirt. Do tshuva. Even though tshuva is not the most difficult thing in the world, we'll see in a moment. And that is going to release that buried Avas Hashem, which will automatically, or which is the fulfillment of the ultimate tachlis of what the Torah is all about. That means that not only does this, the Boiri Olam, have, so to speak, this insatiable love, or this what's the word? You can't put it out. Unextinguishable. This unextinguishable love of Hashem. Not only that, but we in our hearts have that love too. The ultimate is there. It's just covered. Get rid of the chatoim, and the love will pour forth. If that's the case, imagine that Hashem has this greatest love for us, never to be extinguished, and with tshuva, we can access the reciprocal love to Him. Who can't have bitochon on Yom Kippur? If one does tshuva, how can we not? There's this bond of love that He adamantly refuses to let go, and we have deeply buried, which we have now accessed and we become aware of because of the process of tshuva. Nachayich. It's the bitochen is like, it's automatic. It has to come, it has to be forthcoming, because this it's there. The love is there. The love is there to the fullest extent, and it's not covered over with these mounds of dirt, then So Memela, it really, Yom Kippur can provide the ultimate opportunity to feel, to access this love through the tshuva process, and Memela to feel that connection with Hashem, with His intimate love of us, and Memela to be able to rely on Him that the din of Yom Kippur should go well, and the future should go well, and we should be forgiven, and we should be zoicha, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. Now, I think it would be wise to mention at this point that at least some brief explanation of the kalus of tshuva, how easy it is, because to us it seems very, very difficult. So I just want to mention that, and then we could actually engage in that process to a certain extent and free that that Avas Hashem, which can allow us to soar not only on Yom Kippur, not only to affect the chasima of Yom Kippur, but to inspire us and uplift us throughout the entire year. The Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Talmud Mufik of the Vilna Gaon, in the Keser Roish, which is the back of the Siddur Agroa, says as follows, and he has a thing there on halochas and hilchos tshuva. He says, "Midino de Gemara, tshuva is bekal lotzeis. According to the Ika din haGemara, tshuva is easy. That's shtim so far with the posuk with the ikrim." He says, "What is it? Shegoimer bedaitoi shelo yovoi lekisla oid." He makes up his mind, gemira stas, fully. I made up my mind. My mind is closed, is full, that I'm not going to go back to the stupidity of the past. Umeriris halev liyeser seis. And the bitterness and all these things, the yidaiga and the yogin and all this is lifnimishos hadin. Yeser seis, that's extra. But meikar hadin, medina de gemara, it's a gemira stas that I'm not going to go back. Now, to some people, this is very scary. Why? Because we thought we made the Gemira Stas last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before. And some of us, maybe one of us, goes back many, many years before. In fact, in the old days, when I used to say, Yirotze milfonecho, at the end of the video, Shaloi echto oin, I believed it. And then after couple of years, when I was saying it again and again and again, that prayer wasn't fulfilled. You know, it's not so poshut. So, like, what are we talking about here? I keep doing the same thing again. So there's an amazing vort. It's written in the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Sadikim. Sefer the Mabit is one of the earliest of the Achronim. He writes like this. He says, "There's a day that holds in Hilchas Tshuva, that if a person did an Avera, not this past year, but the year before, so he did Tshuva on it last Yom Kippur, he doesn't have to do Tshuva again, doesn't have to say Vidui again. Unless he repeated it, then he has to say Vidui, not just for the one that repeated this year, but also for the previous year. Vaistois, that since you repeated it, the Tshuva wasn't real, you have to do Tshuva again. Zok de Mabit, no, not true." He says like this, "The Tshuva was Tshuva. You did tshuva, you were magoy medas, that's the tshuva. The Yitzhahara got a hold of you again. So why did they say, you have to repeat the vidu in the tshuva?" Chazal instituted that just to show us, hey, you got a problem in this area. You see, remember you did it last year, you did it this year. Pay some extra attention to it. But not because the tshuva was no good. So when a person is goymer daitoy shlo yoshuv lekisla oid, that is tshuva. And the meriris halev is lifnimishus, and then it's extra. But this is the base tshuva. And I would dare say that tshuva has the power to bring out the Avas Hashem. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta also used to say like this. He said that a person should at least start the process. Even if he starts with just one thing, he's begeder oisa tshuva. He's doing tshuva. He hasn't finished the process, but at least he's together. He is uyse tshuva. He's doing it. So there is what to be said. There is what to defend, to see that the tshuva process can be considered even the rudiments of it with this real charota, and the fact that I repeated it again does not mean I didn't have real charota, which I think is very important. That means it's beficho v'vovcha l'asoysa. It's possible. With the vidui and with the gemiras das. The vidui, I think, even according to the Reb Chaim Volozhin, I think the vidui just helps to make the gemiras das, because when I declare it in front of Hashem, there's a certain busha. You know, like this, I bury the chet. But this way, I stand in front of Hashem, I say, I'm telling you, you know, of course, I know you know anyway, so what's the, you know, but, oy vey, I'm so embarrassed now. I brought it up. I thought he forgot, you know, like we always say, Zochreinu l'chaim, maybe he forgot about the chatoim, you know, so. And then I feel the charota, that's considered tshuva. And if I start the process even, Rabbi Saul Salanta says, I'm begeder oisa tshuva. If that's the case, I just want to conclude with just one additional aspect of the Chesed Hashem when it comes to tshuva. And if that's the case, then it has to inspire the greatest bitochon in the din on Yom Kippur. Chassam Sofer writes as follows. This is in a Shabbos Shuva drosha. I have actually the whole drosha, but it's pages. And I verbatim, I took out the quote. And he says on the Pasuk of the Haftorah, the first pasuk, the first two pesukim there of the Haftorah. So he says it's this: Omru Chazal, tshuva b'tshuva meyira nasim ha'avoinos shkogos u'michshol. B'tshuva me'avo, Chazal says, doinos nasos kiskuyos. Even if you did an avera b'mezid, it becomes like a schus. That in itself, and that shaykh, such a chesed. I did an avera, and now I do tshuva me'avo, which is the ultimate tachlis. Hashem says, how many averas you got? 19,734? Okay, now you got 19,734 mitzvahs. Wow. Wow, it's a whole different story. Okay, but what about if I do tshuva me'iro? It says when you do tshuva me'iro, that the zdoinois, the avoinois, are made shkogois. And umichshol, the tshuva meyiro, it doesn't make them zchuyos, it only makes it like shogeg. I take mezid and turn it into shogeg. Okay, so I took 1 million, whatever I said, of zdoinos, and I made it into shkogos. But shkogos is also pretty bad. How do you forget? How'd you forget that it was Shabbos? How'd you forget the halacha? That's shogeg. Forget. How could you forget? This is Torah. This is Hashem. This is your purpose in life. It's not so poshut. Zoktech samsei from mikol mekoyim bihitztaref loze gam tefila utstoko sheyie tshuva tefila utstoko nasimehem zechuyos. However, says the Chassam Sofer, that when you add to this tshuva, tefila and stoka, tshuva, tefila and stoka, ma'avinas ra'ag zera, he says that has the power to take these zdoinois and make them into zchuyos. When are the zdoinois nasas kishkogois? When you just did tshuva. When you add to it tefila and stoka, it's how he knows it. He says that's the pshat in the posuk. I don't know how he knows it, but I know one thing. We're coming upstairs, Lachamei of Esrim, and we take this little piece of paper and we show them over there. It says, you know how many schuyos I have because I did tshuva meyira? Chassam Sofer sent me, they'll have to let you in. They won't be able to deny it. Chassam Sofer said, that's all. It's an amazing thing. And when you look at that, you see the Chesed Hashem. Hashem is Mata Klapi Chesed. That's all he does. He waits. There's a whole Arichus, so we don't have time already, but there's a whole Arichus in the Rabbeinu Yoina in Mishle, where he talks about, no, I'm sorry, there's a whole Arichus in the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Soivat Shuvah. Oh, right here, that's what it is. It's the Rabbeinu Yoina Soivat Shuvah, where he talks about how a person should do tshuva. First thing he says, a person should imagine himself. You showed this to me. He should imagine himself that he was just born today. No averus, no schuyos, nothing. It's complete. That's, I call that guided imagery, to picture himself. He says, but then the Yetzirah is going to get after him and tell him, what a shegitz, what a this, what a that. How dare you? He says, how dare you to even... how can you even go into his chotzer? How dare you even do mitzvahs? You're such a shegitz. Yetzirah is trying to persuade him not to do tshuva. And he says, Rabbi Yoina, he says, he calls him, he says, don't listen to him. He says, this Macy's, the one who's trying to persuade you, sits like a fly in the opening, in the doorway to your heart. Running around there trying to make you nervous. Mischadesh olo b'chol yoyim. Tsoifu mabil lachshiloi. Umeisim libel eitzaro azois. What should he think? Rak yachshoif. Ki kein mina sabire yisporach. Yodoi pshuto lekabel shovim. That's it. Lochein. Toiv lo lahashlich b'shov. Lazos lo leiv chodosh v'choyase. If he thinks this, he'll be able to beat the Yetzer Hara's, all of his buzzing around his heart and trying every trick he knows to convince him that you don't dare even do mitzvahs, you should be so mevuyash. He says, "She kein midas habira yodoy, yodoy pshuta lekabel shovim." Is he open hand, please? Shuvu bonim shoivovim. My wayward children, come back. If I picture that picture, I can't picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but if I recognize... Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel stands with an open hand and says, please, come back, come back, come back. Yetzer Hara has to shut up. Nothing he can do. You're right, yeah, I'm no good, I'm a shegitz to this. I could be the worst guy in the world. But Kodesh Baruch Hu begs me to come back. That's all I need. And that really gives us that additional boost. I'm relying on him, I'm counting on him. I have this loving relationship. When I do that tshuva, I know that my love is going to be accessed. His love is intense and permanent and endless and uncompromised. And when I know, after everything is said and done, and all the atzas hayetzer that tried to get me not to do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands and says, "Shuvu bonim shuvovim." That's all I need. Then we're able to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to be zeicher. To do tshuva, to be zeicher badin, and to be able to see a year that brings with it so much brocha and yeshuas for everybody.
Amen. Amen.